April 1. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, 2 Corinthians 6, 17. In Joshua's day God's people failed to drive out the Jebusites from Jerusalem. When the Lord gave his people the whole land of Canaan to possess, he commanded them to drive out the seven nations because of their abominable heathen practices. But the Israelites allowed the Jebusites to remain in the strongest position of the city. Years later, when David became king in Jerusalem, they began to mock him, and were very self-confident. When King David and his men went out against them, they said, "Except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither," thinking they could not be overcome. But God's purpose was to have the Jebusites driven out, so he gave David and his men victory, 2 Samuel 5:1-10. It was only when he became the true king of Zion over all the tribes of Israel, that God showed him that the Jebusites must not remain. If you want to have a share in building the house of the Lord, then you must yield completely to Jesus Christ as the heavenly King. As we enthrone the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, our family and our church, we will begin to see something of God's plan for his church. Now the Jebusites had no part whatsoever in God's house, as in these days persons not born again have no place or share in the house of God. Many are found like Jebusites in the work of God today. Though they are not born again, they have been elected to hold offices and to be members of committees because of their influence through their money, positions or other worldly qualifications. Others who are not born again hold positions as pastors and deacons. Such cannot truly have any part in the house of God or any share whatever in the work of the Lord. They cannot lead and take care of God's flock as true pastors and shepherds and, like the Jebusites, must be kept outside. The presence of even a few Jebusites hinders God's work. Even though David, when he came to Jerusalem, had driven out many, he left some there, perhaps thinking not to trouble them because they did good and were nice people. But God had to punish David till he drove them all out.